Thank you, Jason. We had a great time. It's great to meet you all. Yeah, yeah. Shake your face and hand now. Very, very, very superstitious. Very superstitious. Very, very superstitious.
Conan.
That was excellent. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Take it on out. We'll have a good night. Okay, everybody, be real quiet. He's going to transition.
Yeah. Complete silence, everyone. No, I really like that. I'm a huge Stevie Wonder fan, so I'm usually pretty hard on covers, and that was an excellent job. So well done, everyone. Yeah. I'm kind of like Stevie Wonder's lost nephew, so it comes from a good background. Anywho. And my man with the power stance with the saxophone, holy crap.
I know.
That was huge. That was like Kung Fu, the legend continues. My goodness. Beautiful stuff. So we got a good show. We're going to play some classic R&B to get started, you know, just kind of following with that coincidentally. And we're going to get into some, what do we got? Marvin Gaye, Prince, Stevie Nicks, Neon Indian, Thundercat, Blood Orange, Broken Social Scene, REM, The Beatles, The Strokes, Courtney Barnett, Grimes, Symmetry, and a bonus gem from probably my favorite album right now. So we'll get things going. Marvin Gaye.
You were my wife, my life, my hopes and dreams. For you to understand what this means, I shall explain. I stood all the jealousy, all the bitching too. Yes, I'd forget it all once in bed with you. Darling, how could we end up like this? Oh, baby, let me reminisce. Oh, and when we, ooh, we'd stop the hands of time. You set my soul on fire. My one desire was to love you. I think of you with pride and keep you satisfied. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. We could not bear the mental strain. Leave you, I never meant to. Now you see how much you hurt me. But if you ever need me, I'll be by your side. Though the many happy times we had never outweigh the bad. Oh, I never loved nobody like I loved you, baby. Ooh, it's time for us to say farewell. Farewell, my darling. Maybe we. It's too late for you and me. It's too late for you and I. much too late for you to cry. It's too late for you and me, much too late for you and I. It's too late for you and me, much too late for you to cry, baby. We tried, God knows we tried. Now it's too late to live and love and heart. It's too late, baby. It's too late for you and me. Much too late for you to cry. It's much too late.
All we can do is we can both try to be happy.
Are you considering a master's degree? Launch your career with a master's in digital media. It's co-offered by UBC, SFU, Emily Carr, and BCIT. And you get to work with the industry to learn essential collaboration, leadership, and teamwork skills while building digital media products. Learn more about this at an online webinar on December 6th. For more information, visit thecdm.ca. That is thecdm.ca. British Columbia is in the middle of an electoral referendum. Throughout November, eligible voters will be asked to choose between the current system of first-past-the-post or one based on proportional representation. But what is proportional representation? The name gives a lot away. These are systems that match the overall proportion of votes cast in the province to the proportion of elected MLAs. That is, a party that gets 30% of the votes gets 30% of the seats in the legislature. To learn more about First Past the Post and the proportional representation systems, go to uvotebc.ca. If you haven't received your ballot, go to elections.bc.ca to find out how.
Thank you for the reminder. I need to put in my vote. I know there's pros and cons with all the sides and proportional representation. You know, we just don't want to have constant turnover in government and a bunch of niche candidates, but meh, I'm not going to get political. Even though I'm applying for my PhD in political science, I know I'm a nerd in policy, but That's another story. We were listening to Neon Indian, 6669. I don't know if you know, one of my favorite tracks off of one of my favorite albums from the early aughts, Psychic Chasms. Fantastic record. Production is absolutely out of control. Neon Indian did the Vegas International record of about 4 years back, I think, maybe five now. And I'm definitely looking, maybe even three, but I'm definitely looking forward to new work. He's a great artist. Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac, of course. Nightbird, The Wild Hearts, the album, 1983. That album and another one from her, I think it's called Wild Heart, actually. And it's the early or the mid-80s, you know, solo records by a lot of these artists like Stevie Nicks and Paul Mack and David Bowie. You know, they're just absolutely incredible. And I'm a big fan of that sort of production, that airy kind of futuristic rock that they're probably thinking during that time with the advent of video games and such. But yeah, totally into it, really feeling that. And Prince, if you haven't heard his solo album, Dirty Mind, he came out with a self-titled debut earlier, but that's really when he hit his stride, and that record is a five-star classic, absolutely out of control. The beats are as hard-hitting as ever put on record. Definitely check that out. It's really funny, too. Marvin Gaye, just to keep you satisfied, The Closer off of Let's Get It On. That was dedicated, of course, to his wife, Anna, who were going through a split at that time, so the majority of the record's about new love and intimacy and all that jazz, but that last song, he was kind of just throwing it back, but amazing record, and just when he breaks it down towards the end, yeah, super, super, super intense stuff. We're going to keep things going. We have lots of great music still for you. Thundercat, some Blood Orange, and we're going to get into some classic rock, so let's go Thundercat for The Love I Come. Thank you.
still smile when you come around. Yeah, bring hope when you come around. Yeah, I still smile when I come around. I still smile when you come around, yeah.
Was it like where you were from? Are you the star of your town? I woke up and make it your home. Aberrations of your love, have you seen them falling short? Is this the way that
yeah.
you wait?
Bring hope
that
when
you
come
are.
Around, yeah. I still smile
is
when you come around. I still smile when you come around, yeah. Bring hope when you come around, yeah. I still smile when you come around, yeah. I bring hope, what? I bring hope, yeah. I bring hope, yeah. I bring hope, yeah. Bring hope when you come around. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I ask myself, like, you know, what is it gonna take for me? Not to be afraid to be loved the way like I really want to be loved, but that I know how I really want to be loved, but I'm like scared to really, really feel that. You know, it's like you want something, but you don't know if you can handle it. You give me that hope that, you know, maybe one day I get over my fears and I receive.
recording artist, Preoccupations, returned to Vancouver on December 15th. Preoccupations is joining forces with Proto Martyr and Hurry Up for a legendary night at Venue, presented by Blueprint Live. Get your tickets today through bplive.ca. That's bplive.ca.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
That sounds awesome. I'm going to tune in for sure. Once again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast out of Vancouver from the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam people. It's Mixed Cassette 10.9. I was going to go on like a little bit of a tangent about rock and roll. That was Courtney Barnett, Charity, Tell Me How You Really Feel. Definitely top five, top 10 records of the year. I just want to talk about how, for me personally, when I listen to rock and roll, I like the roll part. And I think that some people forget that. It's rock and roll, so I like the rhythm sections. And that song just pumps. It is so damn good. So shout out to Courtney Barnett for bringing it, bringing the real rock and roll energy. The Strokes, Automatic Stop, Room on Fire. Been getting into my early 2000s Strokes again. Mainly Is This It? And this record, Room on Fire, hadn't heard it for a good maybe 5-7 years, maybe longer, since I had roommates who played it incessantly. And yeah, it's a wonderful record. I don't know how they could jam up the courage to follow up Is This It, which is a bona fide rock and roll classic, with a very, very, very strong 4 to 4.5 star album. Room on Fire is excellent work. So I'm going to play some more Strokes because we can't forget about them. They're really good. The Beatles, Dear Prudence, The Beatles, The White Album, 1968. If that song sounded fresher, crisper, poppier, or poppin' more so than the Dear Prudence that you might remember, that's a 50-year anniversary remastered by George Martin's son, Giles Martin. And I love these remastered Beatles records. They did the Sgt. Pepper's last year. I can't wait till they do Revolver and Rubber Soul. Oh my gosh, Abbey Road's going to be insane, probably coming out next year. Yeah, the remastered Beatles versions, you hear so many more layers. Just wonderful stuff. I'm a huge Beatles fan. I know by far the best band ever. Paul Mac on the drums. Oh my goodness. And on the bass, coming back with a bass line. And you could tell Lennon and McCartney truly loved each other. I really believe that, especially with the White Album, how there was fractions in the group, but they just came together to help each other out on their respective songs. And that has to be one of my very all-time favorites, Dear Prudence. R.E.M., Pilgrimage, Murmur, 80s R.E.M.'s where it's at. That's Radiohead's chief influence, absolutely no question. 1983 is the record. Check out some Out of Time and Murmur and some of those mid-80s REM records. They're really damn good. Broken Social Scene, Soul Luna, just love that intro and that, you know, experimental ambient pop there. Hug of Thunder from last year. Blood Orange, Hope. That's featuring Diddy and Tayshi, but, you know, Hope when you come around, that's P. Diddy, so I think that's pretty incredible. Negro Swan, more evidence of it being a real fantastic record. And Thundercat for Love I Came from Age of Apocalypse, courtesy from 2011, courtesy of last year's Late Night Tales, Bad, Bad, Not Good. Ooh, that was an intense suite. I hope you liked it. We're going to close things off with a few more gems. Going to get a bit more contemporary here, and then we'll see you next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
A stranger, I could tell you the truth or a lie. I could tell you that people.